This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you this week from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, where two people very close to me who have recently conquered, I would say death. I would say death in both of your cases.
Yes.
But you've had a victory over death. And with Betty, ovarian cancer, with Tony...
necrotic pancreatitis.
Necrotic pancreatitis. Now, I was really impressed today by this fact that I read from someone sent me a poster with some scriptures on it, and this fact that the first, you know, in the Old Testament, you can the character of God is revealed to us, and often through His names, and His covenant name is Jehovah, Yod Heh Vav Heh. It shows a continual state of being, that which was, that which is, and that which is to come. I am. That's why He's called I am. And Jesus, you know, He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, not only did He reveal His covenant name as Jehovah, He who was, who is to come, but then He would give us like subtitles. Jehovah Nisi, the Lord our victory, our banner. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace. Jehovah Sitkenu, the Lord our righteousness. But the very first one He revealed is Jehovah Rapha. I am the Lord that healeth thee.
Amen.
And there's something about first mention. He'll never be any other way than desiring your healing. And He's Jehovah that can get that to you. Now, Betty, when you were sick, and they can go back and listen. This is archived. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday are archived. And your testimony you shared with us so much on Monday. You said that He taught you some things while you were recovering. And I want you to share some of that with us, please.
Yes. He said, let me teach you how to war against death. That's what
war
He said.
War against death? Think
war
of that.
War against death. And so then He began to give me John chapter 11. Lazarus, when Lazarus was sick.
Aha! Uh-huh. He warred against death.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. And so he, Martha sent word to Jesus and said, you know, your friend that you love is sick unto death. Now remember the first thing Jesus said is, no, said that the friend that you love is sick. Mm-hmm. And the first thing Jesus said is, this sickness is not unto death.
He was far away from Martha, and he got word by a runner, probably.
Yes.
And he said, with his disciples all around him, what did he say? What was the first thing he said? He said.
He said, this sickness is not unto death.
That's a good way to war against death.
Yes. And then he waited two more days. And then he told his disciples, you know, we're going to go. And they were like, well, you know, they just tried to stone you there. This is a chapter before. They were going to stone him because he was making himself equal to God. Mm-hmm. And but he just told him out plain, you know, Lazarus is dead. And so he left to go. And Martha met him right outside,
Bethany.
Bethany. Mm-hmm. And said, you know, Jesus, if you'd have been here, my brother would not have died. I mean, she had so much faith in Jesus, him as a healer. And she just didn't have the full revelation mm-hmm. of him as
the resurrection.
Resurrection. And that he had the power to bring Lazarus back.
Dunamis.
Now. Mm-hmm. And not wait until the resurrection day. And so she said, you know, but even now, I know that whatever you ask him, he'll do it for you. I still believe Jesus. I still believe you're the healer. I still believe you're the Messiah. But she didn't get the concept that when he said, I am the resurrection and the life, she said, sure, I know that you'll raise us up in the last day. You'll raise him up in the last day. She didn't get what he meant.
Mm-mm.
He meant, I have come to resurrect Lazarus.
Mm-hmm.
So then she left and sent for Mary, and Mary went, and she fell at his feet and said the very same thing. Jesus, if you'd have been here, my brother would not have died. Well, the mourners were with her. The people from Jerusalem had come down to be with them. And Jesus looked at him, and I know he must have been thinking, you know, they haven't got this yet. It's yeah. like the body of Christ hasn't got this quite yet.
No, we haven't got this dunamis power quite yet.
And so he got upset. The scriptures say he wept. Mm-hmm. But what God is showing me was he wasn't necessarily weeping because Lazarus dead, because he knew what he was going to do.
Sure.
He was weeping because they didn't quite have it yet. But he's like, I'm going to show him. So he says, where's he at? Where's he at? Let me to him. And so they take him there, and Martha says, I will roll away the stone. And Martha says, but he stinks. He's been dead 4 days. And Jesus said, I thought we just had this conversation. Didn't I tell you, Martha, that if you would believe, that you will see the glory of God, that you will see the resurrection power of God? So she said, let them move away the stone. But you know, if Martha would have said, there's just no way.
I know. Why go to the trouble?
If she hadn't trusted Jesus and said, don't do it, the power would have been available, but Jesus would not have been able to raise Lazarus from the dead.
That's exactly right. She was the one in authority.
She had the authority. He couldn't have done it. So then Jesus said this prayer. He said, I thank you, Father, that you hear me, that you always hear me. But I said this that so those around would believe. Well, when did the Father hear Jesus? When did Jesus pray? Back there when he heard the word, Jesus said, this sickness is not unto death.
Amen.
And now the answer was coming. But so he just said that just so these disciples and those who were around would believe. So they rolled away the stone. They rolled away the cancer. They rolled away the tumors. They rolled away the heart disease. They rolled away every disease that you can imagine. Diabetes. Every disease. Pneumonia. Every disease. See, rolled away with that stone. And that's what your corporate prayers do. They just roll those diseases. Command those diseases. Take their authority and command those diseases to leave. Because Jesus is getting ready to show them. He's displaying that the Son of Man and the sons of God have power over sickness unto death. And he said, I'm going to show this to you because I'm getting ready to go. And you need to know how to do this. And so when they rolled the stone away, he said, Lazarus, come forth. Lazarus came forth. But he was still wrapped in grave clothes. In other words, his body still had decay in it. His body still had the effects of the sickness and disease in it when he called him forth. But he told the corporate people, the people who were there, the believers that were there, and I'm calling them corporate prayers for
Amen.
Just so you can get the concept. And he told them, you loose him and let him go. Loose him from all that destruction that has went on in his body. Loose him from kidney disease. Loose him from all of that. Take that grave cloth off of their face so they can see again.
And that was their job.
And that was their job.
And that's our job as corporate prayers to pray, in my situation, to pray that dead tissue off my body to get me to a point where I can live.
Yes. And so when Lazarus came forth, over in chapter 12 of John, you know, Lazarus, Jesus was there again, and Lazarus was sitting at the table with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
There was no mention of any sickness and disease being mm-hmm. upon him. There was no mention of him in decay or in any situation, any problem at all. He was perfectly whole.
I think they were at a meal, weren't they?
They were at a meal.
Uh-huh.
And he was perfectly whole. But see, there's some people that didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
The devil didn't like it.
No, he doesn't like it.
There's some people that are hung up on certain things that won't like it. But I'll tell you the truth. the sons of God, you and I, the corporate body of Christ, has power over sickness unto death.
Yes.
And if we will believe God and use his example, then we will see that resurrection power not only on Tony and myself, but on other believers within the body of Christ.
He's no respecter of persons.
No.
If he did it for us, he's going to do it for anybody.
And then see over there in Acts 9, Peter, he said, okay, Jesus is gone. He's seated with the Father. And they sent for Peter and said, Tabitha is sick. She was a good woman. Good woman. And she made a lot of beautiful things, you know, and fed the poor. And they sent for Peter. Peter came. He walked in there. And he put out some people that wasn't quite in the same place he was. And you know what? He didn't pray a long time. All he said was, Tabitha, rise up. And Tabitha rose up from the dead. No sickness and disease left on her.
No.
The stone had been rolled away. Amen. The grave clothes were loosed. He called her forth.
When Lazarus came forth, he came forth whole.
Whole.
When Tabitha came forth, she came forth whole. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm reading here from a poster that was sent me in the mail. This is a statement by T.L. Osborne. Jesus Christ commissioned the 12 disciples to heal in Matthew 10, 7 and 8. Later, he commissioned the 70 to heal. His commission was given to all who believe in Mark 16, 17 and 18. It was given to the church in James 5, 14 through 16. These commissions have never been revoked. Jesus said that even greater works would be done by us in his name. The body of Christ is commissioned to heal the sick, to pray for the sick. We're told to pray for one another. If any is sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise them up. Sometimes I think, Betty, I know for myself, that we get, you know, we're just preaching other things. We're watching the end times and we're doing this and we're doing that. But we cannot let go of the fact that we're in a war.
Yes.
And the enemy is trying to knock off our soldiers.
Yes.
He's trying to knock off our prayers. He's trying to knock off anybody who's got faith. And so we have to keep this before us, that we are commissioned to minister to the sick. We are commissioned to pray for the sick. We are commissioned, and if you'll write us or call us at 1-800-972-3447, we'll send you Doty Osteen's book, Healed of Cancer, free. Now, we want you all to know that we're gonna start something here that's going to be, I think on Sundays, one Sunday a month, we're going to have a streamed live prayer meeting, and we're going to be praying for the sick. In the meantime, we'll do it all as we go. This is Billy Brim and guests saying shalom, shalom until tomorrow.